Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Oh, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 102 on the Life Coaching for Men podcast. How is everybody doing? Hope you guys are having a great week. I got to tell you, it's an exciting week for me and for us. My wife goes in for her final treatment on Friday morning of this week. So we'll be in from Friday till Tuesday, and she is finished. Again, the PET scan's great. So we're going, they actually say remission, right? But we're just going that we're cancer-free, and we are moving right on. So just thanks so much for all of your all's thoughts and prayers out there again. She can't wait to ring the bell. That's going to happen. And as you can imagine, a lot of emotions flowing through her just as she kind of comes to the end of this. So I'll talk a little bit more about that and kind of how to process some of that for you all who have gone through some traumatic experiences in your life and some episodes down the road. But just wanted to really say, again, thanks. Thanks for listening. We're going to break another record for listeners this month. So again, thank you all, the ones that are consistent, you guys out there that listen every week, and thanks for passing it on and sharing it with someone else. And if you're a first-time listener and you've jumped into episode 102, well, I want to welcome you as well. I've got one spot open right now, just so you know. So there is one private coaching spot that's open. So if you'd like to reach out to me this week, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, I'd love to talk to you. You can sign up for a consult at drdarrenwilson.com, but only got one spot open, so would be happy to jump in and help you move further, faster, and help you become the best version of yourself, or help you move through some sort of situation that you're going through, or simply to up-level your life in some way. Would love to work with you, so feel free to join with me this week. So you might have read the title and thought, okay, is he just going to be funny because, you know, you can't predict your future and there's no way to accurately predict your future. And, you know, does he have a crystal ball and what is he, you know, where is he going this week? Well, it's not that I have a crystal ball, and it's not that I'm, you know, all of a sudden have, you know, started to ascribe to some sort of, you know, phenomenon that says, yeah, I can tell you what your future looks like. But here's what I can do, and here's what I want you to consider this week, is that you have a choice each and every day of how you act and show up and be in this thing we call life that will give you a chance to accurately predict your future. I'm reading a book right now that's called The 12-Week Year. Some of you may have heard of it. Pretty good book, and I'm reading it on Audible. And you guys, so sometimes if you've done Audible, if the author reads it, it's always better. It just is. And this particular book, the author is not reading it, and the guy who is reading it is just... He's just hard to stay with, if you know what I mean. He's not real just enthusiastic, but the content is excellent. And basically, and I'll do a podcast in the future that will kind of break down this book and in some segments of this book, because I think it's really good. If you've not read it, I would encourage you to pick it up if you haven't. But it basically says, you know, instead of the old adage and the old way of thinking of taking a whole year and trying to do goals and plans and all that, and then you check in 6 months, and you check again in a year, and you see, well, did I do it? Did I not do it? How'd it go? You know, so on and so forth. It's really breaking down the year into 12-week segments. And he says, you know, if you take proper action, if you take great action in those 12 weeks, so in each day, in every day of those 12 weeks, then at the end of those 12 weeks, you're going to be able to measure and see your success. You're going to be able to see what you're doing well. You're going to be able to see where you're struggling. You're going to be able to see where you need to tweak. And then you get ready for that next 12-week cycle. I think it makes a lot of sense. It's one of the things that in corporate world that drives me crazy about job reviews. You know, for the most part, you know, HR offices make you do job reviews, what, every year? Maybe you check in quarterly, maybe you just check in biannually, and then you do the review. And I've always subscribed to the idea that someone that you lead should never be surprised that they're getting fired. They shouldn't be surprised because you've met with them, you've talked to them, you've encouraged them, you've given them different strategies. But you have to do that, right, throughout the course of what? Of the weeks, of the months, and then of the entire year. You have to consistently do that. And if you do that and then they make those corrections, then there's a great chance that that employee will stay. But as a typical normal annualized performance review, they can be just drudgery and people just try to do them just to get them over with. Well, this idea throws that out the window and says, no, look, we're going to look at this every 12 weeks. And as we go along, we're going to make adjustments and we're going to make changes and we're going to, you know, we're going to add and we're going to take away and whatever those things look like, you're going to continue to do those every 12 weeks. So in that vein, it got me thinking, that isn't there a way then to predict what your next 12 weeks are going to look like? So in fact, you can predict your future because each day is the most important thing you have, right? Each day, that's what you have. What do your actions look like each and every day? And we know that your thoughts are going to come from, right, or going to produce your actions. Right? Your thoughts produce your feelings or lead to your feelings, which produce your actions. So are you taking action each and every day in the areas that you want to take the action in order to have the success that you want? So let me give you an example. I'm going to give you three today of how you can predict your future. And at the end of this, feel free to shoot me a text or send me an email and say, no, if I disagree, this isn't right. Because I'd love to have a conversation with you. Because I think that if you do things within these three each and every day, you can predict your future. First, let's talk about your health. Can you not predict your future health by how you act and how you show up each and every day? Of course you can. What are you putting in your body? What are you putting in your body today that's going to affect you in 12 weeks, that's going to affect you in a year, that's going to affect you in 6 years, that's going to affect you in 20 years? Throughout this journey that Natalie and I've had in the hospital, man, we've seen people just upon people that are in the hospital, not just from the cancer side, but just with stuff, right, that's going on from a health standpoint, that if they had made sure they were in great shape and with what they were putting in their body, there's a great chance a lot of them wouldn't be in the hospital. Why is healthcare so outrageously expensive right now? Right? So you can predict your health in a lot of ways. Now, can you predict if you get run over by a car? No, it's not that. But you can predict how healthy you're going to be at the end of these 12 weeks. So for example, if you decide to get really serious about this, you start eating right. You start putting more fruits and vegetables in your body. You start putting the right supplements in your body. You start exercising. You start working out. And you do it every single day. And that's where people get so caught up, right? And why they get so stuck at times is because they start saying, well, I'm going to start this exercise program or I'm going to start getting healthy. And then they say, well, this is, you know, I'm going to do this for a year. No. Let's do it for a day. Then let's do it for another day. And then let's do it for another day. And then let's measure that after 12 weeks and let's see how we've done. And I'll promise you, if you start today and you do something, some type of movement every day for the next 12 weeks, your health will improve. Your weight will go down. You start putting great things in your body, you will have more energy. You start putting great things in your body, you will look physically better. You will feel physically better. That is how you predict your future. You can, in fact, change how you look, feel, right, for the next 6, 8, 12 weeks, starting today, if you want to. The question is, do you want to? Is your health that important to you to where you can go from wherever you are today to wherever you want to be in 12 weeks? And if you're intentional about it, if you take action, you can do it. I had a client a few months ago, just a great guy. And he, and I don't know what the record is now, man, but this guy gets up every morning at 5:30, 6 a.m. and is working out. We would meet at 8 a.m. and he was already done with his 45-minute workout, and he had done it day after day after day after day after day. I just saw him on Instagram this morning that he had done this morning however many, I think he was doing bike rides, but however long he had done a hill climber with it looked like a bike setting. He's still doing it. Guess what? Dude's in great shape. He can predict his future with his health. Is it worth it to you? Is your health that important? How much are you drinking? How much are you putting in your body? What are you putting in your body? How much Coke are you putting in your body? How much sugar are you putting in your body? Those are predictors, right, of diabetes. Those are predictors of being overweight. Those are predictors of all kinds of stuff that are not good and healthy for you. So ask yourself this week, how important is it for you to predict your health? The second area that you can predict is your marriage or your relationship with your significant other or your relationship with your kids. Fill in the blank. Your most important relationship, you can predict the future of that relationship starting today for the next 12 weeks. You say, well, how can I do that? You can drop your expectations of that other person, right? Drop the expectations that you know you have. Drop those unwritten expectations that we've talked about on other podcasts. You can start loving that person unconditionally, regardless of what they do or don't do. You can treat that person with love and respect, regardless of if they measure up to what you think they should do. You can begin to give them grace. You can begin to give them empathy. You can show them that you actually care about them, that this world's not all about you, that it's also about them, that you want a partnership in this world, that you don't just want it to be a one-person run household. You can start to not be and feel in fear, right, and scared to have an intense or an intimate conversation with them. You can become vulnerable around your spouse. You can start to tell them how you actually feel. Whoo! Those things alone begin to show how you can predict the future of your relationship, right? If you're cheating on your spouse, stop. That's going to predict your relationship too, right? You're going to get a divorce. You're going to be broken up. Show them that you care each and every day. What are some little things you can do? Can you send them flowers? Can you check on them? Can you send them a text? Can you make them feel like they're the most valuable person, the most valuable thing? For some of you, you've got things even in front of them. The most valuable asset in your life is that significant other. Do you think that will help predict your future with them? Will that bring you closer together, or does that make you farther apart? It brings you closer together. So that's how you begin to predict your future. You take action each and every day with how you treat and how you show up to your spouse, your significant other, your kids. That's what you do, and you can predict your future. You no longer have to live in all this drama, because you're going to rise above that drama. Because as you think about these next 12 weeks, you're looking to reduce the drama. You're looking to just love that person on the other side of you. Why? Because you want them in your lives. You want to bring that relationship back to center. You want it to be the best relationship not only you've ever had, but that they've ever had. That's how you predict your future. Are you willing to do it? That's the question. For some of us guys, we're so hard-headed that we won't get out of our own way to just go love our spouse because we have all the shoulds going, right? If she would, if she should, if she should, she should, she would, all that stuff. Get rid of that stuff. And you, for the next 12 weeks, decide, hey, I'm going to do everything in my power to love her. I'm going to do everything in my power to drop those expectations that I have of her, and I'm just going to love her. I'm just going to love him. That's what I'm going to go do. Your life will change. Your relationships will change. You will be able to predict your future. Are you willing to do it? And the last area, so we've talked about health. We've talked about marriage and relationships. The last area is your wealth. What are you doing today to help predict how, and it doesn't matter what the number is, but how wealthy you are in the future, or how secure you are for your future when it comes around wealth? What are you doing? Are you spending and maxing out credit card debt? Are you spending more than you take in? Do you have a budget? Have you sat down, if you're by yourself, if you're single, have you sat down and made out a budget for yourself? Have you as a family, if you've got a family, have you sat down and made out a budget? You and your significant other, have you sat down and made out a budget? Do you stick to that budget? Do you look at it every month? Do you follow what your bank account is? Do you tell your money where it goes, or does your money tell you where it's going to go? That is a great question for some of you. For some of you, you need to start telling your money where it is or it is not going to go. Because some of you are just spending and spending and spending, and you're getting more and more out of control, and you don't have a plan. You don't have a wealth plan. You don't have a plan for not only 12 weeks, but for 12 years. You start to predict your future now by how you're investing. You say, well, I don't have any money to invest. Okay, well, what are you spending? What does your budget look like? What do you need to cut out during the month to make sure that it blacks out, right? That you're not living in the red, that you're living within your means. What are some things maybe you need to do, as I talked about last week with the Secrets of the Undercover Billionaire? What do you need to do to go out and find some other streams of income that you've wanted to do? There are ways that you can add to and get out of debt right now if you take action to do it. For some of you, like, oh, I've got so much debt. No. You start small. Start with the smallest debt and then work your way up. And it is possible, but what does it take? It takes action each and every day. Most people, especially in America, most Americans aren't willing to do that because most of them are in debt. They don't know how to live within their means, right? If you cannot learn and teach yourself to stay out of credit card debt, get rid of your credit cards. Stop using them. Pay them off and start using a debit card if you have to, okay? Whatever you have to do, but you start today to predict what your future is going to look like in 10 years. Most of us don't take the time to look down the road. And if you haven't noticed, folks, I heard this quote last week and I thought it's awesome. The days drag by, but the weeks fly. The days can drag, but the weeks fly. And the years begin to fly, right? 12 weeks will go by so fast. This journey we've been on since late December, early January with Natalie is now gone. I mean, we've been through it. It's gone. You look back and in some ways it's like, man, where did time go? And other ways I'm thinking, man, those days, some drugs, some days, right? But it's the same thing when you think about your future, whether it's health, whether it's your marriage, whether it's wealth. If you don't start planning and thinking about today, what's going to happen in 10 years, you'll never do it. And then all of a sudden it's 10 years and you look back and you're like, why didn't I start then when I heard this podcast, episode 102? Why didn't I start then? So that's your challenge this week. You can predict your future. The question is, do you want to? And do you want to in these areas? And there are other areas. You can fill in some blanks. But the idea is you start today. You take action. Small steps. Get to those 12 weeks. Assess, evaluate, reaffirm, change. start your next 12 weeks. And in time, you will notice that you look back and you said, how about that? I was able to predict my future. Take care, everyone. Hope you have a great week. Reach out to me, Dr. Darren Wilson at Gmail. If I can help you, I got one spot left. Look forward to seeing you back here next week. Have a great one. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.